The reality for many of you is that investment properties where you live have become absolutely unaffordable. The good news is that there are many cities with affordable properties and many of those under 100K. If you're someone who's ready to buy your first out-of-state property in the next 4 months, then I encourage you to check out my free training that'll break down the process and show you exactly what it takes to invest out of state. I purchased properties out of state and it's changed my life. The same is possible for you. You simply need the right information. My free training will help you take that next step towards buying your first out-of-state property. You can watch the training right now at outofstatemoney.com, or you can click the link in the description of this episode. Again, you can find it at outofstatemoney.com, or you can click the link in the description of this episode.
Excuse me, may I talk to you for a second?
Yes. This is the Black Real Estate Dialogue, and the purpose of the Black Real Estate Dialogue is to document the journey of an up-and-coming real estate investor and to share the stories of successful Black real estate investors.
All right, everyone, welcome to the Black Real Estate Dialogue podcast, episode 162. A few quick announcements before we get into this week's episode. If you haven't already, pause this show, leave us a five-star rating and review wherever you're listening. If you're on YouTube, like, share, subscribe. All those good things that help us out a lot, helps us get seen by more people. So I'm looking forward to hearing from you. All right. This episode is a solo episode. I haven't done a solo episode in a couple of months, so I thought it would be good for me to discuss something that's been on my mind and something that I've been talking about on social media. And so this episode is going to be about an article from Fortune that talks about the fact that many homeowners don't want to sell their properties because they have low interest rates and would basically be paying more in today's market. And so we'll talk about that. I'll talk about some of the strategies that you can use in spite of that climate and ways you can still get deals done and creative ways that you can still acquire properties. In the market we're in right now, creativity is probably the most important thing that you can start to use. And so we're going to talk about that during this episode. So according to Goldman Sachs, 99% of borrowers have an interest rate under 5%, and 28% of those have an interest rate under 3%. And if you've been following it all, interest rates have been near 7%, close to 7% for quite some time now. And interest rates are way higher than they've been over the last couple of years. And so definitely, I'm not surprised to hear this information that so many people have rates under 6%. It wasn't until recently that rates started going crazy. And so the article had a pretty good example of the difference between today's interest rates and the interest rates from a few years ago. And so the example that they gave was if you had a 600% mortgage and your interest rate was 7%, your monthly principal and interest payment would be about $3,900 and some change. And if you had that same loan at 3%, your payment would be a little over $2,500. And so that's a $1,400 difference. And that's what a lot of people are being faced with now when they think about selling their properties where they might have a 3-4% interest rate for an interest rate that's above 6%. Something else that was cool that was mentioned in the article is a couple who has a home with a 3% interest rate, a pretty large home, and they're looking to downsize. And they're kind of strapped right now because they don't feel comfortable buying a new property, selling that property, and paying more for a property that's significantly smaller than the one they have now. And there's probably a lot of people in that same situation. The article mentioned about 28% of people have an interest rate that's below 3%. And so there's a lot of people who can relate. And, you know, in my opinion, I think there's a lot that you could do if you're in a situation like this. And so if I had a 3% rate, I probably wouldn't sell. I could see why somebody would be hesitant to give up that rate. However, there are a couple of things that I would suggest doing if you were in that situation. And so one of those things is, depending on how much land you have with your property, is building what's called an ADU. An ADU is an accessory dwelling unit, and it's pretty much, not pretty much, it is a separate structure on your property that can be built and rented out. Obviously, what that looks like is very different depending where you are. Here in LA, ADUs are pretty popular and pretty common. And I would assume it's very similar in other states. So that's one thing that you may want to consider if you're in a position where, you know, you want to move, you want to leave, but you can't. You know, I would consider building an ADU, and maybe you can move in there. You know, if it fits your needs, if it suits your needs and you have enough space for what you would need, maybe you can move into the ADU and rent out the front house. That's an option that you can consider. Something else you may want to consider is if you have a garage, converting that to an apartment. Obviously, there's a lot involved in that. You need to see what that looks like in your city, what the cost of that would be. That's another way you can maximize the home that you're in while you wait for interest rates to rise. And that can give you more money to put towards that new property that you want to buy once interest rates come down a little bit. You can also rent out your property on peer space, right? So there are people who rent out their backyards for parties. There are people who rent out certain parts of their home or their whole home for photo shoots, for video shoots. And so while you're waiting for interest rates to go down, who knows how long that's going to take? My recommendation is that you try to maximize the property you do have as much as possible, build up some extra income so that when it's time to buy that new property at an interest rate you're comfortable with, you know, you can make some moves and have some cash to go towards that. And something else you may want to consider is that if you sell your house and you have one of these low interest rates, then, you know, you should be looking for a lower priced home. And looking for a lower priced home might mean you have to move. And it's something you should consider if you really want to downsize, if you're in a position like this, or if you just want to sell your house. And so, you know, if you live in an expensive city and you sell your house and you have a good amount of equity in it, you could have a good amount of money to put towards a property that's in a cheaper state, whether you're living there, whether you're investing there, whatever the case may be. So that's something else that you should consider. The other thing to consider, so this particular couple wanted to downsize. And so one thing to consider is buying a multi-unit property. If you live in a big single family home, you want to downsize, a perfect way to do that is a multifamily property. In many cases, if you have, let's say, 2 to 4 units, let's go with 4 units, it's a great possibility that your mortgage could be covered or at the very least subsidized to some degree, leaving you with a payment that you're comfortable with. So if you are in a position where you are in a low interest rate situation and you're hesitant to sell your house, I just gave you like 5 or so things that you can do while you wait, or ways that you can sell it and buy another property that won't put you in a compromising position financially. And so there were a couple other things in the article that I thought was quite interesting. So as of January, that was the 12th straight month of home sales falling. Granted, home sales fell 0.7%. So not a huge deal in my opinion, but an interesting trend nonetheless. And that's from the National Association of Realtors. And then according to Redfin, new listings fell 18.7%. So that indicates fewer people are putting their homes on the market, which obviously impacts the supply that we have. And, you know, I wanted to mention something else as well. You can still get deals. There are still deals out there. And if you run into a seller who has one of these low interest rates, if they have a lot of equity in their home, if their home was almost paid off, or if their home is almost paid off, you may want to consider seller financing. Try to figure out more of what they want, right? How much is the home that they want to buy in the future? What would their payment potentially look like? How much do they need down? Maybe that's something you can use as leverage to, you know, maybe give them a nice down payment and structure the monthly payments such that it helps them out. It gives them some passive income that they can put towards their future living situation. You just need to make sure it cash flows. So seller financing is something to consider with someone who has a lot of equity in their home, or their home is pretty much almost paid off. So that's something else that you want to consider as well. So creativity is going to be your best friend in this market. And if you are a homeowner who is dealing with who has a low interest rate, which is a good thing, I recommend you use some of these strategies that I've mentioned. Or if you want to sell, something that you can do is you can move to a new city or a cheaper part of the general area where you live at so that the cost is not too burdensome, or move somewhere else. Secondly, you also can buy a multifamily property, which can help to subsidize or cover your entire mortgage and hopefully keep those monthly expenses the same. So hopefully y'all enjoyed that. Again, creativity is going to be your best friend. There's still deals out there, regardless of the interest rates as an investor, there's so much you can do. It's just a matter of how creative you can be. All right. So that's all I have for today. I hope y'all enjoyed it. Definitely make sure you subscribe, make sure you like, make sure you share. Also, if you're on the audio side, leave a 5-star rating and review. If you do that, send me an email. My email's in the show notes. I'll reply back with a free training on finding and analyzing properties. Thank you all so much. Look forward to hearing from you all soon.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Black Real Estate Dialogue Podcast. Remember to follow us on Instagram at Black Real Estate Dialogue and on Twitter at Bread Podcast. That's B-R-E-D Podcast. Until next time.
For years, Minky Couture has been donating blankets to NICUs across the country. Owner Sandy Henry's grandson was born at 30 weeks, and she placed a mini blanket in her grandson's incubator. We want to help other NICU families with the Heart of Minky program. For every adult-sized blanket purchased, Minky Couture will donate a mini-sized blanket to NICUs across the nation. Thanks to you, we can fulfill our dream to blanket the world.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.